Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's show is proudly sponsored by TraderCobb.com. Go across to TraderCobb.com for all of your crypto trading education needs. And what you can actually do is go TraderCobb.com/free. Then you can get a free month on MarketView, which is where I put out 6 day a week video content. That's trading content, different trades that I see setting up, stalking positions, my watch list, educational content. And you can get access to the educational content there as well as the apprentice series. So tradercobb.com/free, get across today and get your free month. So right now, looking at the market, so the first thing I see is Binance Coin against Bitcoin. And the reason I see it is because I've been watching it for a very long time. It's pulled back into the 61.8% Fib. It's been out there on MarketView for quite some time now. And within my trading community, in the Slack group, we've been talking about it, waiting for it, and stalking a position for quite some time. It's finally starting to set up, and it's looking glorious for a crypto cradle for the time being. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and wait for that candle to close. But for now, we go through and have a look at the top 10, running you through what's happening, because, like, in all honesty, there's a little move last night. It just sort of crept up. It wasn't major, it wasn't big, and it's come back since then. We saw that consolidation in the market yesterday, not a great deal happening, and we were waiting to see what the European and US sessions did. Now, here's the thing. We have got right now, it's a candle that's opened and closed at the same point, more or less, but it has moved higher and pulled back. So it does look, as we stand right now, about an hour and 40 minutes from the close of that candle, we are looking like it is quite bearish. And guess where it is? It's back in that cradle zone. Now, I thought it might pull back a little bit further, and it may still very well do that. But for the time being, we've got a small red candle in that sell zone. Now, you might be thinking, hang on, that sounds very much like a crypto cradle trade, Craig. And yes, you'd be in fact correct. It does sound like that, but the problem that I've got is that I have support there. So with the crypto cradle strategy, there are 8 essential factors and 8 or 9 bonus factors. Now, one of the essential factors is no support in the way of getting your one-to-one target. That is, if you're going to risk $1,000, you've got to look to have a target that allows you to make $1,000. So if you've got a $100 stop, you need to have $100 there for target. So it's really interesting, because as much as this may set up, I won't be trading that because the support is there. You see, with rule-based trading, the rules are there not to be broken. It may be a perfect setup, and it's not. I'm not talking about the setup right now being perfect. I'm just saying in general, it may be a perfect setup, but if there's support in the way of it, you can't let that cloud your judgment. We have rules in trading for a reason, not to break them, ladies and gentlemen. You need to have a structured set of rules there to work from. So, Bitcoin sitting there, not doing a great deal. It didn't have much happen last night. Ethereum did, though. Ethereum's at 3.2%, breaking the high of yesterday's candle, and really starting to get a bit of a move on. Nothing huge, but the moving averages are fanning nicely on that 4-hour. We do have an uptrend on that 4-hour time frame, and Ethereum is definitely performing a lot better than our buddy Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, again, is sitting above that support of $868. Now, I would like to see, if my hedge, because I am short Bitcoin Cash, and I have been short Bitcoin Cash for about a month now, from the 21st of May. If I was to see a new lower low set here, then I would look to bring my stop loss down. Until then, and I'll keep you updated on that, I won't be looking to do anything with Bitcoin Cash because it's just not a very clear chart. The chart structure across many of these top 10, EOS included, is not all that special. Cardano also sitting there sideways, not doing a great deal. Lumen the same, bearish candle there on the chart right now, but a very sideways market, nothing for me to be trading. If we look at NEO is actually very sideways again. It's just tapping back up into that sell zone. I'd like to see it retest 44.39 into that support level on the daily time frame, but it's not there. IOTA, ugly. Ripple, also looking pretty average. And Litecoin, not the best either. Again, guys, it looks as though, to me, it's going to be a day where we have to keep an eye on things. The standout that I see right now is Binance. Of course, I do my top 100 scan every single day, 5 days a week. for my live trading floor members. So in that scan, I may find things when I'm scanning against Bitcoin, and you know, there might be some really good trends in there. Like for example, MadeSafe coin has been something we've been keeping an eye on. No trading opportunities just yet. Verge, another one starting to creep in. But other than that, guys, I've got to be straight with you. There's not a great deal going on. ONT against Bitcoin, it's on the radar, but nothing there. The closest right now is Binance against Bitcoin. It's a crypto cradle that I'm stalking. And if you don't have the rules to that strategy, please don't go out and think that you can just trade this because you don't know what you're doing. As always, guys, we recommend educating yourself, learning how to do things properly, having a set of rules and executing those rules. In no way, shape, or form do I ever give financial advice. It's about empowering you to make your own decisions, and I use technical analysis to do that. Guys, one other thing before I get out of here today is this. I have my business partner over in Europe at the moment. He's in London right now and he's looking to meet people and mingle. People that can maybe join our business and help us to grow, different roles, whatever it may be, partnerships, whatever it may be. He is in London right now. So if you know someone in London, or in fact, if you are in London, please drop an email to admin@tradercob.com and they'll be in contact to make sure that he gets a sit down, a coffee, and have a chat about what you can do and what we can do to better what we're doing going forward. So guys, thank you so much for your time today. Again, this show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Jump across to the website. You can get a free month on TradingView. Sorry, not on TradingView. On MarketView. www.TraderCobb.com/free. Have a great day. Go and get it done. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.